actually wanted to start by playing a quote from an interview we did a year ago.
I'm always the optimist. I still think it's possible that we can drive this virus into extinction.
I wanted to ask, do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I don't think that's possible anymore. I think that at this point, the virus is just too widely distributed. And I think that the most likely scenario is that as we develop immunity to the virus, that the severity of the disease is going to decrease, but that probably it's going to be like the common cold. We're going to be seeing this virus over and over again for the rest of our lives.
How concerned should we be about these new variants that we're hearing about?
Yeah, we have to watch them really closely. The one that emerged from the United Kingdom looks like it doesn't really affect the vaccines. The vaccines still work pretty well, but it does transmit at a quite a bit higher rate than the previous one did, and it also can cause more severe disease. Now, the problem with the South African emerged variant and the Brazilian emerged variant is that it's clear that the vaccines are not quite as efficacious against them. Still very good at preventing severe disease, but mild and moderate disease is much more common with the vaccines in combination with those two variants. So again, it's really important to get the numbers down low so that the risk of getting any virus is low. And so that's where the vaccine and the public health measures that we're using right now are still very important.
I've heard some people say, you know, kind of why bother get the vaccine if these new variants are going to change everything? How would you respond to that?
They don't change everything yet. What I call the vaccine buster variant hasn't emerged yet. We're worried about it. We're watching for that one, but it's not here yet. And so we can still prevent this disease from spreading in our communities by getting vaccinated.
So how close do you think we are now to reaching herd immunity?
Yeah, we got a ways to go. We know that over half of the population is still susceptible or naive, having no immunity to the virus. You know, in Arizona, we've been at or above the national average for getting people vaccinated. But we think somewhere between 70 and 90% of the population needs to be immune for us to really kill this pandemic.
What would you say to folks that are still hesitant to get vaccinated?
You know, I appreciate it's a very personal choice, but I can tell you that about a third of the people who have COVID, I mean, the disease, will end up with long-term consequences. Now, studies are now coming out with this group of symptoms that we call the long haulers. In other words, they don't just have the disease for a week or two and it goes away. The symptoms persist for a very long time. So think about it. Now you've got a choice between get a vaccine where you going to have a sore arm, maybe mild flu-like symptoms, or one third of you who gets the disease is going to end up with a chronic situation that's not going to go away for months or even years. I'd say the vaccine is really important if you want to avoid those long-term consequences of the disease.
So you're no longer optimistic about driving the disease to extinction, but are there things that you are optimistic about?
Yeah, of course, I'm the eternal optimist. The vaccine rollout, as much as we hear about the troubles of the rollout, it is spectacular. Literally 12 months after we started this process, you know, we have tens of millions of people vaccinated. And so we will slowly but surely build up a herd immunity here, and we'll start to drive these numbers down.
Paul Keim, thanks so much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome.